Where was your husband born?
He was born dead. Monroe, Georgia, Walton County.
And his occupation?
He was a prisoner, worked prisoners.
You mean he was a, what do you call that occupation?
A foreman over prisoners is all I know.
And was he a Baptist too?
He never did join the church.
And let's see. Did he go to school in Walton County? Do you know?
Yes, he went to school up there. I don't know what grade he finished.
Now, did he ever live anywhere outside of Georgia?
Well, he served in World War I. He served over in Germany and France.
And do you know how old he was when he came to this part of the state? Just approximately. I mean, was
about 45 years old.
Uh-huh. So he was grown. Well, all his people from up there around Monroe?
All of them from Monroe.
And do you know anything about his earlier ancestry?
No, I don't. All I know anything about is his brothers.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now I'll ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.?
The afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Daylight.
And what's an expression that has the word sun in it? Like somebody might get up before?
Before dawn.
Well, what's one that has sun in it? When the sun first appears, you say it's?
Sun's rising is all I know.
Okay, fine. So in the morning it's sunrise, and in the evening it's?
Sundown.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
Fair and all.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
We call it a downpour.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
I always call it the mantle. Mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire dogs.
What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to get a fire started?
Kindling wood.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
Fat lighter.
What do you call a place that you can hang overcoats up in, a little room that has a rod and coat hangers?
Clothes closet.
And what would you call a great big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Chiffon robe.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
The weather boarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where somebody might put some chairs?
Patio.
And what about if it's up off the ground? Like somebody might like to sit out on the...
Called a shed, a porch.
What would you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof? Like maybe just a slab of concrete.
A stoop.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed?